Chapter 33. The Centre of the Universe. When people are bound by artifice and separate from their body, from other people and nature, we witness the rise of narcissism, and with that we get people elevating their ego to sublime levels. They come to see themselves as the centre of the universe. In this world, humanity becomes the reason for living. Nature exists as a mere afterthought to the realisation of ego. It is a purpose-driven world, driven by human ego and individual greed. Gone are the days when the individual saw him or herself manifested through the laws and ways of nature. This is humanity's domain and responsibility. Nature is only there like some music in the background. To live in nature and to surrender to nature's forces and spirit is a smack in the face to the narcissist, who obviously believes him or herself to be at the centre of the universe and in control of his or her own destiny. Surely humans are in control, not nature. This is best exemplified by their use of the computer. Nowhere do people feel more in control and more powerful than when they use a computer. All one has to do is press a button and bingo, somebody either appears or disappears. The computer gives the illusion of being the centre of the universe. That is power. That is control. Can being in nature give people such power? Indeed, does nature itself have such power? Is it any wonder that so many people are on the internet? Basically, people have lost their roots. In much the same way that the grandchildren of immigrants have culturally little in common with their ancestral roots, modern men and women have very little in common with their natural and spiritual roots. They are no longer focusing on calming the mind and attempting to overcome ignorance and illusion, as in ancient times. Instead, they are living in total ignorance and concentrating on satiating their senses without any self-discipline or self-restraint. People have become nothing but raw, unlicensed desire, wholly focused on perpetuating illusion, and the ego is driving those illusions. Humans have created a completely artificial environment, and its greatest offspring is the narcissist, ego-driven, self-regarding, identifying with their illusion of self, isolated from their own nature and obsessed with the gratification of their mental desires. Is it any wonder that so many people are unhappy and sick? Addiction, without question, is now one of our greatest diseases. Besides physical dependencies, addictions to alcohol, food, sex, drugs, tobacco, etc., we also have psychological addictions, such as addictions to power, status, recognition, work, travel, gambling, exercise, fame, television, the internet, computer games, videos, appearance, the list goes on. But the greatest disease of all is the narcissist illusion of an all-powerful and permanent ego. In the addictive personality, we have the source of many of our diseases, but in the narcissistic personality, we have the source of all our addictions. The narcissist's belief is that he or she is the centre of the universe, and through addiction, he or she validates that belief. The narcissist is not trying to overcome his or her addictions and avaricious need for self-validation or trying to elevate the mind. The narcissist is becoming a prisoner to both body and mind and the illusion that both are real and permanent. Eventually, narcissists will come to understand that they are not what they think they are, or more appropriately, they will come to suffer from low self-esteem, since other people will not validate their view of themselves. Then they will look for a form of escape, which they can get through their addictions. For them, an addiction to food, alcohol, drugs, and sex is essentially a way of validating their existential reality, despite the evidence to the contrary. Through addiction, narcissists place themselves firmly back at the centre of the universe and perversely confirm their belief in themselves. Sadly, in this age of narcissism, few people are aware that the true cause of an addictive personality is separation from love and nature, the decline of spirituality, and the loss of simplicity, naturalness, humility, and a connection to the whole. Instead, this age is typified by the emergence of a narcissistic image and delusions of power and grandeur, all of which are solidified by the ego and its desire to govern the whole illusory process. And it was all set in place by the materialistic and artificial paradigm of the West. If we want to talk about the spiritual nature of humanity, we must talk about being free. Free both in terms of physical mobility and in terms of emotional and mental mobility. They are indeed interconnected. If we lack freedom, it basically means that our possibilities are limited and that our ability to choose from a wide variety of choices is confined or restrained. If we are dependent on substances like food, alcohol, drugs, and sex, our freedom is also limited. By answering the calls of the dark horse, we are choosing servitude and slavish dependency. That is the irony faced by the narcissist and the products of Western education and mentality, who so much want to believe they are in control. By choosing to be the centre of the universe, narcissists sacrifice freedom and opt to ride the dark horse, straight to their own damnation.